Garbage. The sea is familiar in the scents of jean soup, and there's a dunghill in front of the sea, and a flock of sheep sniff at the poor leftovers of a meal. Suddenly doubts of the repetitive seduction of slag heaps, of residual liquids, and compost of cemeteries. With what invisible and lasting charm does the air of the living rot or breathe its own thickened air? Do we enjoy perverting beauty, like in universities, and other new beauty in the trash announces a horizon without scarring? More metaphysics or decoration? Trash doesn't want to be human. A concept is missing from the comparison. It is what it was. Shells, thoughts, customs. Not even bones, poor Yorick, put up with confusing themselves with you. You go down to the shore where there are children and healthy foam. You linger and take a few pictures of two chalk rectangles beneath the whitewashed sky, two lovers, or husband and wife. Like other animals, you live between the maturity of detritus, with your back against the rocks and eusepsis of the sea, iodized and young. You love descent, even though it may not be love. Trash feels good with you. Make it a metaphor. Or leave it here, between plastic eyes for someone else to use.